Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Turnbuckle Turmoil fans, welcome to the show here on a Sunday afternoon, Easter Sunday. So happy Easter to everyone that celebrates Easter. Happy just normal Sunday to the people that do not. If you're looking for some wrestling today, NWA Blue Collar up in our neck of the woods in Portland will be running today as normal. And I just got back from Wrestle Club here on Easter weekend. Had a great time at Wrestle Club like I normally do. Great show last night. They were in the O'Connor Event Center during the Spring Fling convention. Lots of people, a lot of people there experiencing local independent wrestling for the very first time. I believe it was a successful show for the fine people there at Wrestle Club QT.
Now, Sunday, did you get any autographs to add to your autograph collection?
I did not. I did not get any autographs. I thought it might be a little bit awkward since I was officiating.
Oh, well, there's a way to get around that, yes.
Without it looking like a bribe?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now, QT, are you wondering about any flash results? Is that what you're wondering?
Flash results would be great because I was working furiously on this week's 9 7/8 Turnbuckle Turmoil rankings. Yes, flash results would be very much appreciated.
Well, the opening match saw the Potato Bowl champion, Sean Skelter, defeat not only his tag team partner, Jack Helter, but also Rick Knight in a triple threat match when Skelter used Helter as a weapon. Used his own partner as a weapon and retained the Potato Bowl championship.
Now, when you
second
say
match,
used him as a weapon. Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, he used his own partner as a weapon, picked him up and used him as a physical foreign object. Even though I believe Jack Helter is from Idaho.
Wow, okay.
Second match saw myself officiate James Grimm versus Perseus from the Pride of Olympia. James Grimm won that match with a choke slam.
And who was his victim?
It was one half of the Pride of Olympia, Perseus.
Perseus, okay.
Third match, Damian Black beat Theodoric from the Pride of Olympias. Damian Black got the win, but a little bit of chicanery going on, as it looked like maybe some ashes were used in the match. I was not the official in charge of that match, but it looked from my vantage point that some ashes were thrown into the face of Theodoric. It was very reminiscent of Petrov and Big V.
Oh, now did anyone have the presence of mind to gather up these ashes and do a spectrum analysis of them?
I don't think they thought of that. I believe it was the first time possibly that ashes were used in a match at Wrestle Club.
Oh, very interesting. Okay.
Fourth match, the main event of the evening. King Marcus Anderson retained his heavyweight title because he was disqualified in his triple threat match with the Lost Soul Garibay and Adriel Noctis. He assaulted me. He pulled me out of the ring and he slapped me. Slapped me really hard.
What the? Do you have any hearing loss because of the slap?
Yes, a little bit.
Are there any plans for a lawsuit? This could be this lawsuit, and maybe your pending victory in this lawsuit could farm many fruit pies. Yes.
No lawsuit, but the fine people at Wrestle Club have officially fined Marcus King Anderson.
Wow, as well as they should. Maybe he was on part steroids that fueled his rage. Yes.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they test their athletes there, so I don't suspect that. But slap me right in the ear so he could get disqualified and keep his title. This was after he pretended to have broken his nose. People frantically trying to get first aid to Marcus King Anderson, thinking he'd suffered a devastating broken nose. And then he runs over, pulls me out of the ring on a pin attempt, and he slaps me.
What the? Wow, that's very strange. That's the first time that's ever happened to you, anything like that. Yes. Yes. First time, yes.
Yeah.
Well, someone may have given you a knife-edge chop. Yes. They pulled
you
out of the
ring
on that.
Well, that was last month at the Port Orchard Eagles Lodge.
Yes. Oh, okay. Boy, that's a... You know, a referee should get hazardous duty pay. That's what I'm going to talk
about. That's what I suggested to the fine people there at Wrestle Club.
Uh-huh.
I was
yes,
slapped.
We, okay.
Slapped.
Yeah. Well, that's something. Now, speaking of me talking to Kevin Brandt about referees' hazardous duty pay, there are rumors that Kevin Brandt himself dressed up as an Easter bunny for Easter. Yes.
Really?
Yes. Something about passing out Easter eggs to kids. Yes. Would have paid big money to see Kevin Brandt in an Easter suit. Yes.
How much are we talking, like $15,
$16? Oh, probably around $11.99.
That's not bad.
Yes. Yes. Now, he was like, I could picture Kevin Brandt in a bunny suit, kind of like, what was the name of that movie where the kid got his tongue stuck to the pole in wintertime when it was snowy?
A Christmas Story?
Oh, yeah, Christmas Story. Now, remember when he got a present of a bunny suit pajamas, and he came down the stairs and he was all seepish because he didn't really like his bunny pajamas?
That's true.
Remember that? Well, that's how I
yes.
picture Kevin Brandt. Yes.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I could see that. Have you suggested a Easter Bunny suit on a pole match to anyone? Because that would be gold.
Ooh, wow. Well, I'd kind of like to see, Paul Moonshine and Kevin Brandt on an Easter Bunny on a pole match. That would be good. Paul Moonshine.
Well, maybe. Paul Moonshine, of course, viciously attacked last week by DeMarcus James.
That's true. I heard that he suffered like a right cross to the jaw. Yes.
Indeed.
Wow, that's something. Okay. Wow. Well, Sonny, I was going over the book Dusty, and two passages have leaped out at me. I'd like to read you a passage from the book Dusty. Yes.
This is Dusty Rhodes' book.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Okay. It says, Cody and Dustin both taped all of their early matches that they put together in the backyard. They did the same things in our backyard that I did in my parents' backyard, except we didn't have any videos back in the 50s. But they did the identical thing I did. They promoted matches, both of them. It was amazing to see how they kind of did the same thing that I did when I was a kid about the business. And then Cody, of course, in his junior year in high school, refereed his first Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling match. Now that leaped out at me. Are they did they see in the future where this show would be such a success?
I can't say for certain on that, but yes, I'm very familiar with Dusty Rhodes' independent promotion Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, and then Cody, of course, in his junior year in high school, refereed his first Turnbuckle Championship Wrestling match, like Dustin did when he was younger. But Cody wanted to be in a different industry, and I think that's good, and that was acting. Wrestling is all I wanted to do and the only thing I thought I was going to do. Watching WrestleMania and the Academy Awards were the two things that gave me chills. In my own personal time, I think I could, as Dad calls it, tell a better story wrestling, but at this time I wanted to concentrate on acting and eventually win an Oscar. And it's signed Cody Reynolds. That was a quote in the book.
To become one of the most successful professional wrestlers in 2016. After leaving WWE, he's one of the very few, possibly the only person to have appeared at WrestleMania, then Bound for Glory, TNA's largest event, Supercard of Honor, Ring of Honor's largest event, and New Japan's biggest show of the year. All in the same calendar year. I don't think anyone has ever done that.
Well, we'll have to do some research into that. I tend to agree with you. That's a lot of traveling. Yes.
It was, and it's a lot of major shows. I was like, every one of their signature major shows, Cody Rhodes was on there. He got around a lot.
And talking about signature major shows, we had Big Bully Busick back on Friday, and boy, was he asking existential questions.
He really was. He was for words.
Yes. Now, you know, Sunday, sometimes on rare occasions we'll have a guest on three times, but I don't think you could top this second show with Big Bully Busick. I think the curtain has. Yes, I'd like to have him back, but why spoil a good thing? I think we went out with a bang with Big Bully Busick. Yes.
I don't know. I would enjoy having the Bully back. He's always a great guest.
It's my fear that our third show would not top what I consider a top 15 moment of all interviews with a guest on our second show with Big Bully Busick. The first one.
What was number 12 on your list?
Oh, boy, that's a good. I'm not sure. Maybe having the Golden Songbird on. Yes.
All right. What was number 7?
Number 7. Boy. Number 7 would be good if Kenzie Alexander showed up. Because, remember, he missed his last one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I would consider that automatically number 7 slotted. Yes.
I can see that. Now, will you be contacting Beast Barnett to ask him his top 15 Turnbuckle moments?
Well, I think one of them would have been our political debate. Yes. That was a seminal moment in Turnbuckle history. And we debated. Yes.
Now, it was a big debate.
Now, Sign, there's another passage on page 163 I'd like to read you. Chapter 12, Dusty, Reflections of an American Dream. May I proceed on this? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, this is from Michelle Reynolds. When we were on the road, we traveled with the Giants a lot. We had a rental car, and it seemed like we were always together. He was a lot of fun, but he was rude. He had a sticker on his suitcase that read, "If you get any closer, I'll fart." Well, this one time we were in New Orleans, and they had a show at the Superdome, and Dusty's mom had joined us for the trip. Well, at 3 a.m., Andre called our room and told Dusty that Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett were down at the bar and wanted to meet him. So Dusty not only gets up and gets dressed, but he wakes me up and then calls his mom room to wake her up so all of us could go down there and meet them. When we went down to the bar, it was deserted except for a cleaning woman who was vacuuming. Andre loved to rip Dusty.
Wow. Yeah, so
wow.
Apparently Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett were not there.
They were not there, yes. I mean, any normal person that hadn't interacted with Andre would probably have been pretty darn mad when you wake up your mom. Well, what are you going to do against Andre the Giant? Yes.
Yeah, that's a pretty true statement.
Yes. Now, I could see myself pulling that rib on Kevin Brandt, maybe in Portland, Oregon. Yes. But the Lee Majors and Farrah Fawcett, well, they passed on pretty much. Not Lee Majors, but Farrah Fawcett passed away, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Wow. Well, I'd have to find someone else to fill in Farrah Fawcett's place. Some star that's pretty new these days and pretty fresh. Yes, a star. So I don't know who I could call on to rib Kevin Brandt like that and who would be the male star. Maybe Michael J. Fox. Yes.
Isn't he married?
Wow. I'm not sure if he's married or not.
I'm 95% sure that he is.
Oh, okay. Then I could tell him Michael J. Fox and his wife were in a bar. Yes. And boy, Kevin Brandt would scoot at 3 a.m. and he'd hop out of bed in his bunny suit and go run into the bar. That's what I think.
Hmm. Now, QT, did you know that Farrah Fawcett used to date Gino Hernandez back in his world class days?
Woo, I didn't know that.
Yes, they were a couple for a time.
Is there any YouTube video of them together?
I'm not sure on that. I know they were a couple. I don't know if there's YouTube on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, there's big news coming out of Ronnie Angel's camp sign. It appears that his second book is being published as we speak, and I think he's going to have a book signing very soon. Ronnie Angel, the greaser.
Now, will this include a stop at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park, where many a sports entertainer has signed copies of their book, including Chris Jericho and Hulk Hogan?
Wow, I'm not sure where his book signings will be, but he recently made a trip to Vancouver, and it's rumored that he hit Voodoo Donuts.
Was it the downtown store, or was it the other location?
I'm not sure, but I'm going to have to message Ronnie Angel and see if it was a downtown store. Yes.
That one's a little seedy, a little bit seedy.
Wow. Oh, okay. Now, why would you call it seedy? Is it like surrounded by cinder block?
No, it's in a downtown area, but it's just kind of in a sketchy part of downtown. Lots of people panhandling for bacon maple bars down there.
Is this near the Burnside area?
No. It is downtown.
Okay. Wow, all right. Now, Sangay, is the Boston Marathon tomorrow?
I believe so. Are you going to be entering the Boston Marathon?
No, but I am probably one of the rare persons in the Northwest that has seen the Boston Marathon. I don't think many wrestlers have watched the Boston Marathon.
Possibly. I don't really know that statistic. But could you buy a dedicated notebook where you go around with the notebook and ask each sports entertainer you come across in the Northwest if they had seen the Boston Marathon or not, and then keep a tally and report back in, say, 6 months.
Wow. Well, no, I haven't really started a notebook about the Boston Marathon question. However, if I do, which is a good possibility, I think Kevin Brandt is going to be the first person I ask. And many questions I have asked Kevin Brandt throughout the years, yes, and proposals to revolutionize the industry, including like a plywood ramp leading down to the ring so I can high jump over the bottom rope. That was a good one. He stood in wonderment, and I could see the wheels turning on that one. And then another one, let me see now, the plywood ramp. Oh, yes, to revolutionize the foot wiping when one gets into the ring. I did propose to Kevin Brandt that fine grit sandpaper be put on the apron of the ring. Think how much lint and fine grit could be left on that sandpaper. That's another one that I proposed to him.
I thought you proposed that to Texarkana Jones.
Oh, I did that too, yes. Another fine interview with Texarkana Jones, yes. Almost
right.
Up there with Wally Busick. But yes, fine guy, what I'm getting at is I made many proposals for blue-collar wrestling to revolutionize it, yes. And boy, Tex... sometimes I swear, and this is probably in my imagination, but Tex Thompson has hired people to see if I'm coming. Yeah,
now,
from far away.
What do you think that the current owner, Leon Knight, has done?
Oh, well, I'm going to have to also hit Leon Knight with several proposals that I have in the works.
You're going to propose to Leon Knight?
only if he pretty much was gene spliced and turned into a sexy lady robot, then I would. Yes.
Wow, this is Iron Buddha level shocking news. Now,
yes,
did this decision come from the suits that he wears with the mismatched shoes?
Oh, I kind of like that mismatched shoes. Yes. That's kind of like an anarchistic streak in people, mismatched shoes and suits. I like that aspect of his dressing.
All right. Well, I'm sure Leon Knight will look forward to this. Is this going to be similar to when John Cena proposed to Nikki Bella at WrestleMania?
Oh, nothing could top that.
What if you were
yes,
to have the ring lowered from the ceiling with a spotlight shown on it in the middle of the ring?
See, ironically enough, Sun Guy, there's one of my proposals that I'm going to ask Leon Knight, that the blue-collar wrestling ring get hooked up to a series of hydraulic pulleys. So every once in a while during a match, all of a sudden someone could press the hydraulic button and it would shoot up like 6 inches real quick. Only the wrestlers
with
the
saying,
yes.
What you're essentially saying is you would like to see some people break their necks.
Well, not really break their necks. It wouldn't really shoot up all of a sudden. It'd be a gradual descent and accent. Ascent and descent, yes.
Which would throw off people's footing, thus causing them to break their necks.
Well, I think they'd have a much better chance of not breaking their necks than some wrestler pulling a referee out of the ring and giving him an unintentional slap that could cause a lawsuit. Yes.
Or in my case, intentional slap, which caused a fine.
Yeah, there you go. Yes. I would to break in this synopsis or this proposed revolutionary idea, I think I would warn the wrestlers on that night's card that during the match, beware of a hydraulic lift. So they could at least prepare for that. Yes. As you know, Sangai, a lot of wrestlers in blue-collar wrestling, they're in their prime and they have cat-like reflexes. I think they'd be thrown off, but be slightly prepared for this hydraulic lift. Yes.
I have to think that would be the most unpopular thing to ever hit NWA Blue Collar Wrestling amongst the performers.
Well, now what about at halftime, our intermission, and you could have a raffle-off for people to press the hydraulic button? Oh, now that wouldn't be so bad. Yes.
I still think it would not be popular.
Oh, okay. Well, I've had slightly unpopular, how would you say, suggestions before, you know. But they've been kind of rejected by Tex Thompson, yes. But you always keep on trying. That's the key. The Golden Songbird told me that I should keep on trying with these proposals, and I thank her for that.
Now, did she happen to suggest that you propose these things to the current ownership?
She mentioned it in passing, yes. I look forward to working feverishly with Leon Knight on my proposals. Yes.
He's got a fever? Is he sick?
I think he's got a bit of the Da Nang fever, yes. I heard he traveled to South America and was bitten by a mosquito. That gives you Da Nang fever. Da Nang.
Wow, that sounds awful. Hopefully, he'll get the wedding out of the way before he gets any worse.
I hear that. Wait a second. What wedding? Oh, my proposal.
Well, if you're going to propose to him, one would presume there would be a wedding.
Oh, okay, yes. Gene Spliced and his transformation into a robot. Okay. Duly noted. all right, we'll sign. Now, who do we got coming up next Friday on the show? Yes.
Iceman out of the state of Missouri.
Ooh, I hope he doesn't give us a chilly reception.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the X-Men member of the same name.
Oh, okay. Now, wasn't there a basketball player that was called the Iceman? I'm trying to think of it.
Yes, that was George Gervin of the San Antonio Spurs.
Oh, George Gervin, okay. Now, San Antonio won pretty bigly yesterday with ease.
They're going to be tough to beat.
Boy, I tell you, they sure are an unselfish team. There's a lot of assists going on in that team. A lot of passing. Now, Tanga, can you give our blue-collar wrestlers, and in particular, Buddy Highway, an update on the Portland Trailblazers score? That'd be great.
I don't have that score, but I'm sure Buddy would know it, being a season ticket holder.
He's a season ticket holder. Wow.
I believe that he is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something. Well, I hate to leave Ronnie Angel because I wanted to leave him a message about his book signing, but I'm going to do just that. I am now – okay. I am, for the first time in Turnbuckle Turmoil history, I'm looking up a basketball score. And I'm going to announce this. Yes. Very important. Very important.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. Let me see. Oh, let me see. Okay, let me see. Portland. Ooh. Golden State is only, 46-45. 5:09 left in the second quarter. Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Well, Sungai, who do we got coming up next Sunday on the show?
Next Sunday, it will be reverse second generation day, which means our guests will be people that followed their sons into professional wrestling. So people that got into wrestling through their family but did it after their as offspring had entered the business. It's a very rare thing, but we will have Paul Moonshine and John Cena Sr. on to discuss this.
I think we had them on once before together.
Not together.
Oh, okay. I think I remember talking to John Cena Sr. I asked him some pretty good questions.
Yes, and you made a promise to him which you failed to keep, which means you're going to have to face off in a cage match with John Cena Sr.
Was that sending him a fruit pie?
No, you were going to book a match with a member of The Simpsons and John Cena Sr. You failed to do so.
Oh, yes, yes. I was frantically trying to contact Nelson Mudd, the character that goes, I couldn't get him. I couldn't get him. He was hanging out at the Quickie Mart with Apu.
With Abu? Is that a Kellen Wraith reference? Because sometimes Annie Wraith calls him Boo.
Apu. Yes. Oh, okay.
It was a Boo reference. Okay. Very interesting that it was reference to Kellen Wraith there. I don't know if he's going to save you or not. But I do have an update on the game. 45-46 Warriors.
Oh, wow. Okay, let me... I don't think... Who's the center for Portland? Nurkic? That fractured a tibia? Nurkic?
Yes.
Is that
not
how
to
you
be
pronounce
confused
his name?
With former Trailblazer from Indiana that also did that.
Oh, who was that? David Bowie?
No. I think
has
mean
a long
Bowie.
Of fractures. Oh, okay. Yes.
That was
David
not
Bowie.
Him.
Oh.
It was the kid out of Ohio State.
Oh, that was the bearded guy.
Yes.
He was the one and done. And he never really came out. God, I can't remember. Oh, Odin. Greg Oden.
Yes, Greg Oden. That is the guy.
Oh, okay. Well, a line on the game, Kevin Durant has 16 points, 7 rebounds. Steph Curry has 9 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. Klay Thompson, 7 points. Draymond Green, 6. Okay, let me see now. Shabazz Napier, only 1 point. Okay, let me see now. Damian Lillard, 14 points. Holy smokes. C.J. McCollum, 27 points before halftime? Ooh. Boy, he might reach 42, 44 points. Boy, that'd be something, C.J. McCollum. 16 minutes of play, 27 minutes? I mean, 27 points in 16 minutes. Boy, that's something. That's pure domination. All right, well, Sangay, I think we've run the course here. I myself had to do my homework assignments and contact Ronnie Angel. Yes.
And you also need to purchase a notebook dedicated to the asking of sports entertainers in our area if they have watched the Boston Marathon.
That and my hydraulic system for the BCW ring. Yes, hydraulic systems.
You're going to have to take that up with the current owner, Leon Knight.
Yes. Boy, he'll look forward to that. Hopefully he
really will. It'll give you something to discuss on the honeymoon, apparently.
Yes. Only if he undergoes radical surgical reformation. Yes.
I don't see why he wouldn't.
Boy, yes. Okay, very good. Yes.
All right, well, I think we've done enough damage for the day, so we will talk to you next week.
This was a very good Easter special.
Your